Parents cheered as school buses carrying their children entered a Walmart parking lot near the McNair Discovery Learning Academy in Decatur. Some waited more than 2 hours in the heat, but that wasn't what bothered them. Jeanette Moore, who has two children at McNair, said she didn't understand how the gunman entered what she says is a secure school.
When my daughter, when she go up to get them, they run her through the rag. They will not let her get her sibling. But for this to happen, for someone to walk into the school and you open the door, somebody's not doing something right.
Parents say they have to ring a buzzer and show an ID to a security camera to enter the school. The scene at the Walmart parking lot was orderly. The buses arrived by grade level. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation checked parents' IDs and made them sign for their children. But despite the well-organized dismissal, some parents were still bothered. Savannah Davis, standing with her second-grade son, wondered why the school didn't notify her of the incident.
Didn't nobody say nothing. I heard it, that somebody seen it on the news. And they called me because they know that he goes here.
Several parents said the same thing. They heard about the shooting on the news or from a friend or relative. Martha Dalton, WABE News.
And I'm Jonathan Shapiro. While everyone involved was relieved no one was hurt and the suspect was in custody, several questions remain. The first and most troubling, how did someone with an AK-47 gain entry to the school? WABE was unable to interview McNair school officials. DeKalb Police Chief Cedric Alexander said details were still under review, but offered this.
We suspect that he came in behind someone who was authorized to be there, and he just walked in behind him.
Meanwhile, while parents were mostly satisfied with the emergency response once they were at the Walmart staging ground, many wondered why the school and county failed to notify them of the shooting. Rick Jackson manages the county school emergency response team. He said DeKalb doesn't have a parental notification system by phone, text, or email. He said it's left up to individual schools. As for McNair,
there's a protocol at each school. How they do it, I don't know, you know, if that what was happening. I don't know if they done that at the school, but we will check and find out if that was done at the school.
Jackson, who has managed the emergency response team since October, said a countywide parental alert system is under review.
We're trying to get all of our schools on the same page, and that's going to take a while. That's going to take us a moment.
Interim Superintendent Michael Thurman reiterated that and said it was a fluid situation and he had to make, quote, battlefield decisions to keep students, employees, and parents safe. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News.